A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 5:30.
It is 47 degrees.
Northbound 15 backed up in Lehigh due to construction. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
We start this half hour the same way we started the morning, with breaking news in Murray, where a woman was critically hurt in what police are calling a case of domestic violence.
It happened at a motel early this morning. KSL News Radio's Dan Baumas has the latest.
Murray police were called to the Studio 6 Motel at 975 East 6600 South just before 3 o'clock this morning. They found a woman there who'd been burned over about 80% of her body. Sergeant Alicia Richmond says this was an intentional assault.
She was lit on fire, whether it was with gasoline or what, but it appears that it was an intentional assault where she was lit on fire.
The victim was taken to the University of Utah Hospital Burn Center. They haven't yet located the suspect in the case. Police had some dealings with him yesterday, but they haven't said what that was about. Dan Baumas, KSL News Radio.
Former classmates of a murdered University of Utah student-athlete are hoping to get the Salt Lake County District Attorney to change his mind and prosecute a police officer assigned to her case.
We are disgusted and truly disappointed by his decision to not file charges against Miguel Deras.
Officer Deras was assigned to investigate when Lauren McCluskey accused her ex-boyfriend of stalking her and blackmailing her with explicit pictures. A Department of Public Safety report claims Officer Deras then showed those pictures to three other officers. The DA says there's just not a state law that can be used to charge the officer.
Police form happened to be on the topics at last night's debate in the Utah Attorney General's race. Democrat Greg Skordas wants more transparency.
When we investigate police officers in these officer-involved shootings, which I respond to and which I have responded to for 20 years, we need to make sure that the public knows what's going on. We need to set a timeline when body cams will be released.
While Republican Attorney General Sean Reyes doesn't think it has to be one thing or the other.
I don't support defunding the police because I don't think it's a binary choice between having to have what many who want in the community, more community boards, more programs. I think you can have them both.
The pair also sparred over Utah's involvement in a lawsuit aimed at overturning the Affordable Care Act.
The second and final presidential debate will be held tonight.
ABC's Marcy Gonzalez has more from Nashville, Tennessee.
The debate commission announcing, in an effort to limit the interruptions that dominated the first debate, this time microphones will be silenced some of the time when it's not the candidate's turn to answer questions. President Trump criticizing the debate rules, the moderator, and the topics that will be covered.
And I think it's very bad that they're not talking about foreign affairs. They're supposed to be talking about foreign affairs. And I think that the anchor is a very biased person. Her parents are very biased.
Marcy Gonzalez, ABC News, Nashville.
Check out Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News from 3 to 7 for the latest. And then we'll have live coverage of the presidential debate beginning at 7 on KSL News Radio and the KSL News Radio app.
Senate Democrats are set to boycott voting on Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett at the Senate Judiciary Committee this morning. But there is little they can do to stop Republicans from confirming Barrett before Election Day. The Judiciary Committee, controlled by Republicans, is expected to change the rules, if necessary, to recommend Barrett's nomination to the full Senate. The committee will meet beginning at 7 o'clock this morning, Mountain Time.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has released new guidance on its definition of close contact. The CDC now warning that people who spend 15 minutes total within 6 feet of an infected person over the course of 24 hours should consider quarantining.
The total amount of time he spent with each of them separately added up to just over 15 minutes, but not all at one time.
Infectious disease specialist Dr. Yvonne Maldonado tells us the new guidance comes from a look into how a prison guard contracted the virus from inmates after only spending short periods of time with them.
The father of a California seventh grader is upset he got a letter that his son could be arrested for missing some 30-minute Zoom classes last month. We're talking seventh grade here. ABC's Andrea Fujii has more.
A seventh grader is at risk of being arrested for missing remote classes.
This is our fourth child in this school, and out of the blue we get a letter.
Merrick Mastrov's dad explained that when his son missed three 30-minute Zoom classes one day last month, the Northern California Middle School made the threat.
Are you going to come arrest my son at my home or try and fine me for not getting him to his Zoom class on time, perfect, every day?
A school administrator sent a letter that listed the three periods Merrick missed and explained when a student is absent without a valid excuse, the student is considered truant according to California law. The pupil may be subject to arrest.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.